This is a guided meditation on letting go. So let's begin by just becoming very comfortable, whether you're sitting on a cushion or a chair, or even laying down, supported by the earth, in a position where you can be comfortable yet alert. We don't want to encourage sleepiness. So find that posture that works for you. And however your position now, just take a moment to connect with your breath. Just noticing the in-breath and the out-breath, and just the calmness of that breath. The rise and fall of your belly. And let's let our breath just help our bodies to relax. So let's begin by just being aware of our bodies and letting go of any stress that we may be holding on to. So we start by checking in with our feet, maybe wiggling our toes just a little bit. Our legs, is there a tightness there? If so, can we just breathe in, breathe out, and just relax with each out-breath? The muscles in our legs, our buttocks, our abdomen, our chest, our shoulders. Is there any tension there? That's a place where we tend to hold a lot of stress and tension in our shoulders. So make sure if you're sitting that they're relaxed and back. Our neck and the back of the neck. Let that relaxation come up over the back of the head and the scalp. Just imagining a loosening of your skin. A relaxation of any lines on your forehead, and a relaxation of your eyes, your jaw, your mouth. Just let your whole face be soft and relaxed. Then your arms. And just letting your whole body be relaxed. You're supported by your chair, your cushion, the floor. There's nothing for your body to do at this point, but just to relax. Be aware of your breath. And just be aware of the feeling of a totally relaxed body. Now let's move our attention to looking at how we relax our minds. We've received many teachings that this practice of mindfulness and meditation is not about striving and trying to get something that's outside of us. It's very much instead a relaxation and a letting go of obscurations, of conditioning, of any kinds of negative emotions, of tension, fear. It's a letting go so that we can relax into who we truly are, which is that really wonderful awareness, the Buddha nature that we all have. There are lots of things that we may cling to. Our minds may cling to regrets or anger about the past. maybe hurts that we're carrying around. Maybe someone's hurt us. And beyond being hurt with the initial words, we continue to carry those words in our head and replay them so that they continue to hurt us every time we think about the words or the incident. We may be caring about fears of the future, worries, instead of really seeing that there's really no certainty. There's no certainty in the future. And worrying about it only makes us suffer. So we want to find a way to relax and make peace and be happy now in the present instead of holding on to the past, worries about the future, worrying about external events, trying to control people, trying to control all sorts of things outside of ourselves. We want to learn to be happy and free in the present moment, to let go. So I'd like to share the words of a very wise Buddhist monk in Australia, Ajahn Brahm, who teaches about four ways of letting go. So just, again, continue to maintain your relaxation with your breath and just let the words sprinkle in as I share Ajahn Brahm's advice. And then we'll pause and just do some meditative reflection to see how you might find ways for yourself of letting go. So Ajahn Brahm tells us that the first way of letting go, of these four ways that he's suggesting, is to throw things away. Now, he's not talking about material things, but the mental stuff about the past and the future that we carry about like rocks in our mental backpacks. So bring to mind that image for a moment of this backpack. It may be small or it may be very large and heavy for you, where we're carrying around these rocks that create suffering for us. And they could be lots of different types of rocks. It could be our job. It could be an illness, issues with our family, insecurities. These rocks may feel very heavy, but they're only heavy if we carry them with us. I mean, just imagine as we go through life, if we carry these rocks with us, all the rocks that we accumulate in our backpacks over time. You think of the freshness of a child, and then you think of the weariness sometimes of people as they age. You may find that our minds and bodies get exhausted because we carry so many of these mental rocks around with us in our backpacks. So what types of rocks are you carrying in your backpack? What kind of stones can you throw away? What can you take out of your backpack and leave on the floor when you get up from this meditation? Is there resentment? Maybe certain types of resentments that come up in certain situations with certain people? Is there hurt? Maybe anger with someone who's important in your life? Just see what comes up for you when you think about these heavy mental rocks that we may be carrying around. And as you bring some of these stones to mind, can you trust that nothing bad will happen if you let go of the stones? I mean, who's carrying them? It's just us. We're the only ones suffering by carrying these about. Carrying stones from the past is also a little like being in a prison cell with an open door. You can walk out at any time. You know, carrying stones of worry about the future is really about as crazy when we think about it. We don't know what's going to happen next in life. Could you have predicted at age 10 where your life would have brought you today? We live life thinking we have so much more control and knowledge about the future than we do. So are there some of these rocks about worries about the future that you could just let go? You know, just resolve with yourself, I'll act wisely. I'll do the best I can and we'll see what unfolds. But the worry doesn't help. It's just a stone that weighs us down. A great stone to think about throwing away is our complaining mind. If someone comes in late to the meditation hall, or dogs bark, people cut you off in traffic, children cry on planes, your partner nags sometimes. And this is just the way life is. Finding fault and complaining about life just makes you suffer and gets you nowhere. It drives you nuts and also makes you an irritable person to be with. So just let go of negative thinking. You know, we can let go of positive thinking also. Just thinking in general, so much thinking is unnecessary. When we're thinking about life, we're not living life. So just let unnecessary, which is for many of us 90% of our thinking, just let those thoughts go. So the fewer stones we carry, the simpler and more peaceful and joyful our lives will be. Just imagine you have a small shelf in your living room with your favorite vases and pictures. Every time you get a new vase or picture, the shelf gets more crowded and you have to try to balance to keep everything on it. With too many items, you can't balance it. And the same's true with our minds. Just hold one thing at a time, that being the present moment, to stay balanced, peaceful, and happy. So this is the first way of letting go, throwing things away. So see if you can't just leave a few of those stones on the floor today. The second way of letting go that Ajahn Brahm teaches is to let go of dissatisfaction and learn to be content. This is real freedom. Ajahn Brahm says that in many monasteries, the monks wake at 4 a.m. They meditate for hours. They have cold cereal for breakfast, a one-bowl meal for lunch. They work hard all day. They meditate some more. They go to bed and start all over the next day. There's no TV, no choices at mealtime. A lot of people would say it's more restrictive than many prisons. But the difference between the monastery and the prison is that people want to be in a monastery, but not in the prison. So think about it this way. Any place that you don't want to be is your prison. A job that is not satisfactory to you or meeting your expectations, a relationship that isn't happy, a body that's sick. There's one very easy way to escape that doesn't involve changing your job, your partner, or even being cured of your sickness, and that's to simply change your attitude. As long as you want to be here, you're free. That's called contentment. You'll experience peace and freedom. And even as we're sick or dying, we want to accept that this is what's happening so that we don't make a prison of our body at the very end of our life. So whether you're tired right now, uncomfortable on the floor, thinking of other things you need to be doing, can you simply accept that you're here and be content with this present moment? So sit with that for a moment to see how that feels, just to practice being content with the present moment. The third way of letting go that Ajahn Brahm teaches is to give and expect nothing back in return. So if we're doing work for some type of a organization that's perhaps helping people to change their lives, maybe a halfway house, a center for homeless, or we may be giving, in addition to our time, we may be giving wealth, a large donation. However it is we're giving, do we have an expectation that we'll be recognized? Maybe even as grandiose as having a building named for us. There's certainly a lot of that that goes on. When we give with an expectation of recognition, our ego is very involved in that. And that type of expectation is really more about personal advertising sometimes than true generosity. When we're involved in a relationship, are we really giving to the other person, or are we expecting something back in return? If we thank them, we expect that they thank us, or do we just give freely? Too often we expect things back in return, and that causes a huge amount of suffering when our expectations aren't met. A lot of our life involves frustration over expectations not being met. We graduate from school, we get married, find a new job. We have so many expectations, which often unfortunately result in disappointment. So the more expectations you have, the less you enjoy the journey of life. If we can let go, going through life without expectations, we'll find much more peace and happiness. And even in meditation, we have expectations. We get frustrated with ourselves for not being good meditators. We need to recognize that we're not meditating to get anything, but to let go. So when you do something, when you give something, when you put effort into something, do it joyfully and don't expect something back. This becomes a beautiful way of living a life because it's so joyful to give in a pure way. If we feed the birds in our yard, do we expect them to thank us? No, it's just joyful to give them food and be able to help nourish them. You take care of your pets, your children, your family. We all know what it feels like to give without any conditions or expectations. So think about this. Are there ways that you can practice giving this way in your life? Giving all your kindness, your love, your energy during this lifetime and expecting nothing back in return. So let's take a few minutes to just think about the ways that you might give with your family, your work, in the community. And do you give in a way that expects nothing back in return? And if not, you know, it might just be something you might try that could really bring even more joy. Just a very free giving. That's what a spiritual life is about. It's not what we get, but what we give. Doing this will become rich, not with wealth, but with happiness. So this is the third way of letting go, giving and expecting nothing back in return. The fourth way of letting go is having a Teflon mind. That's a mind that nothing sticks to. So if you have a beautiful experience or insight, even something very wonderful, don't try to hold on to it, but let it go so that you can be free for what the next moment brings. If we're holding on in our mind to anything, whether pleasant or unpleasant, we're not going to be present for what life is bringing the next moment. When we have an experience, we can trust that the wisdom will stay with us But we don't have to cling to that experience. Likewise, if someone says something really rotten to you, let it flow through also. Just don't hold on to it. No resentments. Ajahn Brahm says, that's why we have two ears. He said, if we look carefully, one says in, the other says out, so we don't need to keep anything inside our head at all. We don't even want to hold on to the happy moments, because if we do, they give us such expectations and comparisons that we can't enjoy the next moment. So when nothing sticks, you can always enjoy the present moment. And having a Teflon mind can be particularly important in our practice of Buddhism. There's a lot of knowledge and understanding that we may be trying to accumulate. And sometimes that accumulation can make us a bit conceited or even too cerebral. It's all at this point just theory for us. We're always viewing the world through our assumptions and knowledge. But we don't stop to really experience the truth of the present moment. So we don't want to be caught up in all of these teachings. We want to do, as Fred often says, we take the food in, we want to chew the food and digest it. So we don't want to be holding on to a lot of knowledge and ideas. We want to actually stop with a little bit, experience, and really integrate that. Otherwise, it's like going to a 5-star restaurant with an elaborate and beautiful menu, and we eat the menu instead of the food. We'll never taste the food in life if we're lost in concepts or thoughts about the past and future. So by having a Teflon mind, we'll have a beautiful and free mind, one that sees things as they are, not as we're told they are. So this is the fourth way of letting go. Having a wide open Teflon mind that nothing sticks to, that's always free and open to the present moment. So you might imagine just for a moment of how you might be able to practice that in your life on a daily basis. Conversations, news that we take in. There's so much that we ingest physically, mentally. We're constantly feeding our consciousness, sometimes healthily, in the healthy manners, other times not so healthy. And we hear toxic conversations sometimes, or people say things that we might perceive as hurtful. But this fourth way is to just try to have a mind that's open, easy, nothing sticks to it. We can hear, take in what's happening, but without that sense of attachment or stickiness, really be free to respond in a wise way rather than responding emotionally or feeling like our minds are really getting kind of mucked up over what's going on. So let us all relax our minds and let go by practicing these four wonderful teachings from Ajahn Brahm. First, we lighten our mental backpacks by throwing things away, taking those stones that we've been carrying about for perhaps many, many years, stones of resentment or anger or worry. Take them out of the backpack and just leave them right here tonight. Second, how about if we just let go of our dissatisfaction and be content with what's happening in the present moment? I mean, just make a decision to do that. We're so conditioned to be comparing in our minds, to always be thinking of how things could be, and it creates a great deal of dissatisfaction. That doesn't mean we can't change things in the future, but where we are at this moment is where we are. And let's experience contentment in this present moment. Third was, Can we give all of our kindness, energy, and love to life without expecting anything back in return? So whether it's doing something very simple like doing the dishes at home, doing something for our partner that is meaningful for them, whatever it is we're doing, no matter how great or small, just doing it in a very open way and just experiencing the joy at the level of the giving, not that we're giving and we expect to have joy when we're appreciated in return. That creates unhappiness. Let's let go of that expectation of getting something back and just be free and joyful in our giving. And then fourth, having a wonderfully open Teflon mind, holding on to nothing, always ready for what the present moment brings us. So let's just come back to our breathing for the last few moments. And just let go of any thoughts that may be stirring about as we've done this guided meditation. And just let go and relax totally with our breath.